Getting to know Vincent van Gogh. Some people say that he was crazy. Others say that he was a genius. Whatever people think of him, there is no doubt that Vincent van Gogh was a great artist. His paintings sell for millions of dollars, and they can be seen in all of the top art galleries around the world. But behind all of this fame, there's an artist who had a very difficult life. Vincent van Gogh was born in the Netherlands in 1853. He spent his early adult years working various jobs as an art dealer, a teacher, and a missionary. In 1880, he started painting. His life as a painter took him across Belgium and France. In his first 10 years as an artist, Van Gogh produced around 860 paintings and 1,300 drawings. Van Gogh's paintings were never popular when he was alive. This meant that it was hard for him to earn any money. Throughout his life, he was supported by his brother Theo, who helped make sure that Vincent always had enough to eat. This lack of success made Van Gogh depressed and anxious. In 1888, he famously cut off his ear after quarreling with another painter. After this incident, he spent some time in a mental hospital. Sadly, in the end, his depression was too much to bear. He shot himself in the chest and died in 1890. In his final letter to his brother, Van Gogh wrote that his paintings were like children to him. It wasn't long before the rest of the world started to notice them. After his death, Van Gogh became one of the most famous artists in history. Some of his best-known paintings include Still Life, Vase with 12 Sunflowers, and The Starry Night.